Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Winona Lady Wildcats competed in the Class 1 Final Four in high school volleyball in Cape Girardeau over the weekend. On Friday, the Lady Wildcats defeated Jasper 3-0, and that put them in the championship game where the Lady Wildcats defeated Advance 3-0. The Lady Winona Wildcats are your Class 1 state volleyball champions, and this is Winona's sixth state championship in volleyball. Congratulations, ladies. We're not done with champions. The West Plains Zizzer Boys Cross Country Team, they are your state champions in Class 4 cross country. Way to go, guys. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers finished in second in the state Class 4 cross-country meet that was held over the weekend. Well, district football championship games are coming up this Friday night in our area. The Liberty Eagles will head to Fair Grove. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. And the West Plains Zizzers will host Bolivar. That game will air on KDY 102.5. Both games will be live video streamed, but you have to go to the Misha website. The Kansas City Chiefs took on the Broncos Sunday afternoon, and they snuck out a win with a blocked field goal attempt with seconds remaining. The Chiefs remain 9-0 after a 16-14 victory over the Broncos. The Missouri Tigers hosted the Oklahoma Sooners Saturday, and Mizzou survived a wild fourth quarter with a 30-23 win over Oklahoma at Memorial Stadium on Saturday. The MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball team played Friday and Saturday. With more on those games, here's your voice of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies, Harlan Hutchison.
In the game on Friday, the Grizzlies took on the Wabash Valley Warriors from Mount Carmel, Illinois. The Grizzlies had a 9-point lead at the break, 34-25. But in the second half, it was Wabash Valley with some excellent free throw shooting in the second half, where they were 18-21. They go on and beat the Grizzlies in Friday's game, 78-72. Grizzlies had two players in double figures, 15-point game for Zaheem Jackson, and Urji Hanami finished with 14. Then the Grizzlies came back in the second game of the weekend on Saturday, playing Southwestern Illinois College out of Belleville, and it was the Grizzlies with their best first half of basketball of the season in half one, taking a 43-32 lead, and in the second half, they go on to pick up a 7-point win, 68-61. The Grizzlies had three players in double figures in the ballgame with 17 points, Sean Glass, 15 for Javian Downey, and 13 for Jake Sage. With the win, the Grizzlies go to 2-3, and they'll be on the road playing nationally ranked Northeast Oklahoma A&M at Miami. That'll be Wednesday night at 7:30. The Grizzlies split this weekend 1-1 with a loss to Wabash, but a victory over SWCC with the Grizzlies. In Moberly, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Tonight, the Missouri Tigers men's basketball team will host Eastern Washington. Pregame 5:30, tip-off 6 p.m. You can catch it all on Q94. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.